be remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia is facing a fresh wave of condemnation and possibly new sanctions after evidence of what appears to be the deliberate killings of civilians in Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian officials say the bodies of 410 civilians have been found in towns around the capital Kiev that were recaptured from Russian forces in recent days. In Bucha, northwest of the capital, Associated Press journalists have seen 21 bodies. Now, some Western leaders have called for further sanctions in response to the alleged atrocities, even as Moscow continues to press its offensive in the country's east. For example, Germany's defense minister is suggesting the EU discuss a ban on Russian gas imports. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Britain's defense ministry says Russia is continuing to build up both its soldiers and mercenaries in eastern Ukraine. In an intelligence update posted on social media Monday, the ministry said Russian forces are continuing to consolidate and reorganize as they refocus their offensive in the Donbas region in the eastern Ukraine. The statement said Russian troops are being moved into the area along with mercenaries from the Wagner private military group. Overnight, Britain said Russia is still trying to take the southern port city of Mariupol, which has seen weeks of intense fighting. It said the city continues to be subject to intense, indiscriminate strikes, but Ukrainian forces maintain a staunch resistance, retaining control in central areas. The update added that Mariupol is almost certainly a key objective of the Russian invasion, as it will secure a land corridor from Russia to the occupied territory of Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014. This is VOA News. Russia's devastating war in Ukraine is having a ripple effect on the auto industry, with some of the parts needed to make cars and trucks in short supply. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has details.
Ukraine supplies about 15% of crucial wiring harnesses for vehicle production and neon used in computer chips. And Russia supplies precious metals for catalytic converters and EV batteries, along with a primary ingredient for making steel.
Need to miss one part to not be able to make a car.
Mark Wakefield, an auto analyst for Alex Partners, says closed factories and embargoes will likely further hamper auto making, already slowed by chip shortages and COVID shutdowns in production plants.
We're very sensitive because we have no inventory anywhere in the chain.
In the U.S., the average price of a new vehicle is up 13% in the past year to over $45,000, according to Edmunds.com. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam announced Monday she will not seek a second five-year term. Speaking to reporters during a regular press briefing, Lam said she wants to focus on her family after her current term ends June 30th. She said she'd expressed to the central government her desire to end her more than 40-year career in government service at the beginning of 2021. She said they have shown their understanding and respect. Local media had speculated for months that Hong Kong's second most senior official, Chief Secretary John Lee, would resign to join the race for the financial hub's next leader. During massive protests against Lam's government in 2019, participants, mostly young people, called for Lam's resignation and the direct election of the city's chief executive. Lee was among Hong Kong's head of security during the protests. Hong Kong's elections were initially scheduled for March 22nd, but were postponed to May 8th because of a renewed COVID-19 outbreak. The International Space Station is set to become busier than usual this week when its crew welcomes aboard four new colleagues from the Houston-based startup Axiom Space, the first all-private astronaut team ever flown to the orbiting outpost. The launch is being hailed by the company, the U.S. space agency NASA, and other industry players as a turning point in the latest expansion of commercial space ventures, collectively referred to by insiders as the Low Earth Orbit Economy, or LEO economy for short. Weather permitting, Axiom's four-man team is due to lift off Wednesday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, riding atop a Falcon 9 rocket furnished and flown by Elon Musk's commercial space launch venture, SpaceX. Repeating this hour's top news story, Russia is facing a fresh wave of condemnation and possibly new sanctions after evidence of what appears to be the deliberate killing of civilians in Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This